which flying star is coming to your sector, you can figure it out even for next year. And especially if you want to really fine tune your feng shui with your five elements in your space, you're going to want to incorporate the period star, which is the 24-year star. By the way, we're in a period of eight with the eight in the center. And you're going to want to definitely incorporate the annual flying stars when they switch. It's really, really important to refresh your feng shui. And things like the number nine celebration star coming to the center. Remember, the number nine star is the home location from the south. It is a fire star. And so the colors are purple and red. And so we can bring that to the center with the number nine star. The elements, the colors move straight to the center when we want to activate it, what's called activate it. And we certainly want to activate that celebration aspect. And so we do this. And the same thing, let's just go to the number one, victory star. So we're starting with the end star, number nine, and the first star, number one. And then we'll get those center ones too. But the number one victory star, which moves to the northwest, has what's called a cure that we need to do over there, because the Tai Su, Jupiter, god of the year, also resides in the northwest, looking over the whole year. And that Jupiter of the year changes every year, and it stays with the animal that it changes with. And so it doesn't, it's not like it's never with the animal of the year. It's always with Jupiter, god of the year, it always comes with the new animal of the year. A new one will come next year with the year of the boar. And we had one last year, thank you so much, we honor you, with the year of the fire rooster. It is a different one this year, and you want to move your Tai Su plaque or an honor somehow to the Tai Su, to the northwest direction. And it's so that we honor this direction and do not offend the Tai Su. And this is some called a big cure that must be done when the year switches. And I've heard a couple of predictions out there with the feng shui that just don't ring really true. And one of them said, since the Tai Su of the year is in the northwest, it means not a good year for the dog. And this is not true at all, because like I just said, each year when the animal changes, it hosts the Tai Su. So this never is different. And let's add the victory star that's coming in this year in the northwest with the Tai Su. And what are we going to put together here? Lovely, lovely victory. And there's a couple of other aspects. One, which is it is hosting in the period of eight, the number nine star. So the number nine star with the number one victory star, it is a magical sum of 10. There are a couple of other combinations there that make this a lovely, lovely year for the dog. The boar, however, has one of the 24 mountain stars on it, which is the robbery star. So when, you know, a little bit over, you're going to want to put a splash of blue, a little bit of water, put your protectors, the blue rhino and elephant, in between the northwest and the north direction to help the boar or the pig out, especially if you're born in that year. But remember, we all have that direction in our house, whether we were born in that year or not. And this is called practicing feng shui. If you would like a feng shui consultation, you could email pathfinder1111@gmail.com. We will set this up for you. March to your house at the compass. We are having so much fun doing this with all of you. And it's time for our feng shui fit tip for the day. We are going to talk about fat. Oh, fat. Oh, yikes. So we do need fats in our lives and in our bodies. We need the good fats to lubricate our joints and to make our skin beautiful and our hair shiny. So we cannot eliminate all fats. In the charts for men, it is about 25% body fat, which is normal, okay, regular normal, 25%. For women, it's like 30, okay? And it did go up. It used to be lower for both men and women. They went up because I guess our fat content's kind of regularly the average is lifted now. Anyway, so what happens is you eat grams of fat per day. If you're really interested, count your grams of fat per day, and you want to keep it under those exact numbers. So let's say 30 grams of fat per day would keep you at 30% fat, just like that. It's so simple. It's math. It's not anything that's complicated. And so if you want to lose fat, then you're going to want to drop that down. Eat only 20% of grams of fat, 20 grams of fat per day. Count your grams of fat. And use good fats like avocado oil, coconut oil, and olive oil, such like that. And that is your Fat Talk Feng Shui Fit Tip for today. And next we have lovelier talk, much lovelier talk with Pathfinder. Thank you, Pathfinder.
Mahalo, Michiko. Miedo chunku woksape wichasha. My name is Pathfinder. I extend a heartfelt handshake out to all the people. May your own grandmothers and grandfathers watch over you and your family, your home, the land where you dwell and work. And thank you, Mother Earth, for all the many blessings. So I heard for the first time that someone out there said that where the Tai Su is bothers the animal of the year. Well, that's really weird. That's not how that goes at all. Jupiter is on a cycle of 12, meaning that for each Earth, for each time that Jupiter goes around the sun, the Earth goes around 12 times, okay? And so that's why we have 12 manifestations of the Tai Su through that cycle of Jupiter, and that's to honor the expansiveness. And remember, Jupiter is Santa Claus, bringing lots of gifts. And so the Tai Su Jupiter brings lots of gifts to the year of the dog, just like last year, lots of gifts to the year of the fire rooster. Now, what is true is that we honor the direction that the Tai Su is in that year. And so the Tai Su will be in the west northwest with the dog, which means that we honor that, we show special respect to that direction. So pretty much for the entire year of the dog, we leave the northwest undisturbed. We don't do construction projects. We don't go over there and yell and make a big ruckus. If kids playing, that's fine. Make Jupiter happy. But in general, we show great respect towards the direction of the northwest. And this is so that we show proper honor to the Tai Su. And just to make that comment. So there's still difficult to get a hold of some good feng shui advice out there. There's a little bit popping up on the internet here and there, but usually it's just around the changing of the year, and it gives a year prediction. It doesn't go really much further than that. But in that vein, so what are some of the little predictions for 2018? Well, one thing that is forefront is that there's a whole lot more drilling and extracting from the earth that has popped up within the last year. And the Mother Earth is feeling the stress of this, and so we will be seeing this isn't just a type of global warming or climate change that's going on, That's the manifestation of once we get the stuff out of the earth and burn it, basically. But the other part is the drilling. And so think of your own body. Would you want to have that many drill points on your body? Well, the Mother Earth doesn't either. And so what is a spring? It brings earthquakes. It brings bigger storms. Let's remember that it was a hurricane. I think it was Wilma, to cleaning up the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. It just went right through there and wiped it up, and especially helped the Galveston Bay area that had all that oil, just completely devastating the nature and the animals there. And that hurricane came through and significantly helped to disperse that and bring life back to that area. And so we can foresee more earthquakes, more volcanoes, larger water storms and fires as a natural karma. So really, like we've been urging the industrialists, that they really don't need that oil or coal or silver or diamonds or any of those things. They don't need more uranium from Nevada. We really don't need this. There's plenty of champagne in the world and caviar for them to eat. Let them go eat it and leave the earth alone. Another prediction for 2018, continuing uncertainty in the money markets, though there's been strength in places that we did not necessarily foresee. Like, for instance, perhaps I heard rumor that in France they have more jobs than before. So that's great for France. And God bless the French Prime Minister. We like him too. And other little things, including the expansion of cryptos, maybe this new crypto that's backed by oil in Venezuela called the Petro. Maybe it will help their people to eat. Maybe it will help them to have peace and sustenance in their country. And then, so a little bit of change, actually a lot of changes in terms of the finances. And then it's a big takedown year for crooks, because the dog barks and unveils the crooks. And we've been seeing in our politics, of course, you know, this has been around for a while, but we've been seeing in international politics that just about everywhere crooks are being busted or uncovered in one way or another. And I must say that other countries seem to be a lot faster at taking care of their crooks than maybe we are. You know, I've been seeing that some of the other countries actually arrest people that are messing with the whole community, the whole nation. They get them out of the way. So we need to be mindful, you know, because we have to protect our democracy and our American freedom. Okay, so those are little side topics. I thought I was going to do three predictions. Well, I did do three. The earth changes, some money volatility, and down go a bunch of crooks. Today we're working with the 28 universal powers once again, and our particular focus are the luminaries. Now, what's interesting is that on the res, when we were putting this together, in the Indian way of thinking, we sometimes make up words, and the word that we all used for it was illuminaries, like illuminate. Instead of luminaries, it was illuminaries, because these are even brighter. We have the sun and the moon and the stars and the ancient powers known as the Kapipina, who are somewhat similar to what some people call ascended masters, but really the Kapipila are ancient powers that and beings that help to navigate existence according to the will of the Creator and nature. Now, specifically to go to Ampetui, which is Father Sun, Mother Sun, the Day Sun, the light in the center of our solar system, this is one of our Hochoakan, or this is one of the sacred centers, and it is definitely the sacred fireplace of our solar system, our whole solar family. And what is the purpose of a solar system? Purpose of a solar system, one, it's actually a family. And what the whole solar unit does with, you know, you have your star, and then you have your planets and moons and asteroids and other features, is that it's a home for soul growth. In other words, when we walk our spiritual astrology, when we walk in relation to the sacred spirits that indwell as each of our planet family, when we work in conjunction to the 12 constellations of the sky, and when we walk in the certainty of, I'm going to say the inner planets right now, because there's a certain connection sometimes between planets and certain stars. And then we walk upon Mother Earth in relationship to the four directions around us, above us, beneath us, and within. This is the basic pathways of soul growth. And by soul growth, it means we experience something, we observe it, we feel it, we begin to understand it, we learn more about it, it becomes a wisdom, and then it ignites part of our inner knowing. And through that window of that little inner knowing, that is part of our soul peering through. In other words, our job is to become one right here and now, and that we do this through relationship of the solar path. There is a solar path and there is a lunar path. The timekeepers of the Mayans really talked about this. They in their system, and they were really good about working with time, they had several calendars working at once. They had a day calendar that was hooked into the 365 days a year. And then they had a 260 day calendar that had to do with how we dream and how we create and how we bring in from the astral the creativity in order to bless our environment and civilization. And what this 260 was based on was a combination of the elements of the moon and the elements of the sun. And so there were 13 moons, and each of these moons has a different face, just like the Tai Su of the year carries a different face depending on which animal direction they are that year. So too, the moon has 13 different phases and frequencies, which are interpreted differently by different Mayan timekeepers. In a similar way, the Mayans see 20 clans of the sun. In other words, 20 different phases of Father Sun. And to them, it is their ancestral clans. It's like the original powers around whom their ancestral clans developed. And so literally for the Mayan, they feel a connection between their heart, their solar portal, and their ancient relatives that dwell in the sun. And so when you take the 13 moons and the 20 suns, you end up with the 260-day pattern, which they call the Loom of the Maya. Now, in a Western mysticism, we understand the power of the sun in terms of 12. And that being that within the heart of the sun, there are seraphim and cherubim, which are like, similar to the Tai Su of the year. In this come in pairs, they come as a seraphim and a cherubim of an age. But this is for an entire age. So like the age of Aquarius, we just took on the rulership, the stewardship of the seraphim of the age of Aquarius and the cherubim of the age of Aquarius. And to just briefly describe, the seraphim is the spirit of the sacred fire, expressed as praise and guardianship, praise of Creator and guardianship of life, especially spiritual purity and truth. The cherubim are protectors of what is innocent, what is original nature, and they're very much the source direction of that inner child. And so we see them painted as little babies with wings, but they're actually very fierce angels of protection and justice. And so we have the Council of 12 in the heart of the sun, which helps to guide the ages for our solar system. And so each and every one of the planets within our solar system has a root connection to each one of us. As we also are walking on the great path of the stars, this is our soul walking upon the great path of the stars through the 12 constellations. Now, originally, 22 constellations, and then even a little bit further back, 28. But because of changes within our solar system, we move from 28 to 22, and then these 22 were pared down through the movement of one of the Pope's pens. It's allegorical, but to the movement of one of his pens. And 10 of these star systems were subsumed into what we call decantes, which is to split each of the 12 signs up into three separate little time periods. And that's where those extra star systems were brought underneath those 12. So basically, we walk in relation to Father Sun. We walk in relation to Mother Earth. We walk in relation primarily to seven planets of our solar system, and we walk in relation to the 12 great star systems that are part of our ecliptic, and that is how the stars surround our solar system and then surround the Earth. So we'll continue more. Maybe next time we'll get to the moon, Happy We, and then we're going to start in on the altars, the Sundance altars of these 28 universal powers.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. And look for us on more platforms soon. Look was the key word. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Sunkashe da de ha peku de chanu eno hai ni wa akaya o wa ni da hanko ping te do ai da ku te ki ka wa nin ching te do de ham pi ku de e cha nu e do.
Aloha.